The Forever War, Disc 6.
I was feeling pretty used up, but it was still kind of fascinating to watch the leg grow. White threads turned into blood vessels and nerves, first hanging a little slack, then moving into place as the musculature grew up around the metal bone. I got used to seeing it grow, so the sight never repelled me. But when Mary Gay came to visit, it was a jolt. She was ambulatory before the skin on her new arm had started to grow. Looked like a walking anatomy demonstration. I got over the shock, though, and she eventually came in for a few hours every day to play games, or trade gossip, or just sit and read, her arm slowly growing inside the plastic cast. I'd had skin for a week before they uncased the new leg and trundled the machine away. It was ugly as hell, hairless and dead white, stiff as a metal rod. But it worked, after a fashion. I could stand up and shuffle along. They transferred me to orthopedics for range and motion repatterning, a fancy new name for slow torture. They strap you into a machine that bends both the old and new legs simultaneously. The new one resists. Mary Gay was in a nearby section, having her arm twisted methodically. It must have been even worse on her. She looked gray and haggard every afternoon when we met to go upstairs and sunbathe in the broken shade. As the days went by, the therapy became less like torture and more like strenuous exercise. We both began swimming for an hour or so every day in the calm, pressor-guarded water off the beach. I still limped on land, but in the water, I could get around pretty well. The only real excitement we had on Heaven, excitement to our combat-blunted sensibilities, was in that carefully guarded water. They have to turn off the pressor field for a split second every time a ship lands, otherwise it would just ricochet off over the ocean. Every now and then, an animal slips in, but the dangerous land animals are too slow to get through. Not so in the sea. The undisputed master of Heaven's oceans is an ugly customer that the angels, in a fit of originality, named the shark. It could eat a stack of earth sharks for breakfast, though. The one that got in was an average-sized white shark who had been bumping around the edge of the pressor field for days, tormented by all that protein splashing around inside. Fortunately, there's a warning siren 2 minutes before the pressor is shut down, so nobody was in the water when he came streaking through. And streak through he did, almost beaching himself in the fury of his fruitless attack.